Three News, I'm Ben Thomas. Messages of peace this Christmas from President Biden in a social media post.
There's a certain stillness at the center of Christmas story. A silent night when all the world goes quiet. All the noise, everything that divides us, all fades away in stillness of the winter's evening.
And Julie Walker has this.
The faithful pack St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York for midnight mass on Christmas Eve as Timothy Cardinal Dolan, the Archbishop of New York, infused his homily about God being the Lord of light, not darkness, with a touch of humor.
God so loved the world, he did not send us a drone. God so loved the world that he sent us his only son, the light of the world.
Midnight Mass at St. Patrick's dates back to 1879 when the famous cathedral opened. Julie Walker, New York.
In other news, a plane crash in Kazakhstan of an Azerbaijani airliner killed 38 people on board, 29 survived. Another Russian missile barrage targeted Ukraine's energy infrastructure, leaving some 500,000 people in the Kharkiv region without heat. And Hyapunchwani reports authorities are investigating the outage of an undersea power cable linking Finland and Estonia.
Finnish Prime Minister Petteri Orpo said the interruption would not affect electricity supplies in Finland. Estonian network operator Elering said there was enough spare capacity to meet power needs on the Estonian side. Authorities have been on edge about undersea infrastructure in the Baltic. Two data cables were severed in November. I'm Hyapunchwani.
A couple of NFL thumpings. The Chiefs beat the Steelers 29-10, Ravens 31, Texans 2. And if someone put a Mega Millions lottery ticket in your stocking this Christmas, that could turn out to be a huge gift. The jackpot's now more than $1 billion. Next drawing Friday. This is AP News. Margie Zaraletta now with a look at how some actors like to celebrate Christmas.
Like many people, John Boyega goes home for Christmas. In his case, it's Africa.
We go down to Nigeria for something called Dirty December. Everybody from the diaspora flies over to Lagos. They do some time in Ghana and sometimes go to South Africa.
Michelle Yeoh says her Christmas traditions are simple.
The only tradition that we have is family. So I always go back to Malaysia to be with my mom.
Kristen Chenoweth says her holiday tradition is about food.
My mom is a great cook. I am not. And she makes a great pumpkin roll. And every year she says, let's make our pumpkin roll. We pretend that I participate, but really I'm just there for moral support.
Ethan Slater from Wicked says Christmas means two things to him.
Chinese food and movies. I grew up Jewish and we would go to get Chinese food and watch movies every Christmas because it was pretty empty.
I'm Margie Zaraletta.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening, and Merry Christmas.